This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Elected officials question DOE plans to keep WIP operating forever. Did you know that the current hazardous waste permit for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP states that waste disposal operations will end in 2024, followed by a 10-year period to close the underground waste disposal site? WIP is located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico, in bedded salt, 2,150 feet below ground surface. But the owner-operator of WIP, the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, recently reported to the New Mexico Environment Department that, quote, final facility closure could begin no earlier than calendar year 2083, end quote. That statement contradicts promises made and legal agreements signed by DOE when it proposed operating WIP for disposal of plutonium-contaminated wastes from the production of nuclear weapons. DOE emphasized it would operate WIP for 25 years and then close in 2024 as the permit requires. The final closure date was one of the many topics discussed at the August 5th meeting of the New Mexico Legislature's Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee meeting in Clovis. The bipartisan committee, made up of state senators and representatives, questioned the WIP manager, Reinhard Kinnear, about the DOE's plans to extend the operating permit for WIP to bring new plutonium waste and to more than double the size of the underground mine to the west of the existing operations and closer to the WIP boundary, which is surrounded by oil and gas operations. State Representative Deborah Sarignana of Bernalillo County asked Kinnear about extending the operations for 59 more years. She said, quote, I just think as a legislative body and a state, we need to get some answers on this. There has to be a stop. There has to be a limit to this. She added, we're not the dumping ground. You cannot continue to do this, end quote. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center provided testimony to the committee based on his 45 years of experience as a watchdog of the DOE and its operations at WIP. He summarized the three public requests for action. They are, first, DOE must openly and regularly discuss plans for existing waste, future waste generation, surplus plutonium, plutonium pit waste, and the need for additional waste repositories. Second, in the WIP permit renewal, the Environment Department must include limits for disposal operations, improvements to safety requirements, and limit future expansion. And finally, state officials must take actions to ensure that WIP limits are upheld and DOE begins siting another waste repository. The committee voted to send a letter to DOE asking for its plan for other waste repositories. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.